Coaches Insight programs continuing tonight on Care Country. Brandon Tadman. We're joined now by Atchison County girls basketball coach Andrew Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, I know it's been, you know, a tough year. You know, we talked about it before the holiday break. You guys were still looking for that first win. You kind of were focusing on yourselves and just improving every single day. And, you know, you come out of the break, you see a very good Morehill Mounts Academy team, one of the top teams in the league, take a loss there. But you finally get over that hump. Monday night, you get that first win, 31-24 against McLeod. Just how nice was it to see your team putting in that work here over the last month or two, and then just finally getting over that hump to get that first win of the year?
Yeah, the girls have definitely been working hard. I think the biggest thing is just seeing them be successful. Made a few shots, played some pretty good defense. We had some freshmen really step up and play some really good minutes for us versus McLeod, and I think that'll help them in the future have that, hopefully build that confidence for years ahead.
Yeah, and you're building. You know, it's just one of those years, a lot of new girls. You mentioned a lot of freshmen getting some time. In terms of growth, you know, early December, it was a long time ago, month and change, you know, where we're sitting at today, where have kind of the biggest improvements come from, whether it's individual or more of a team aspect, just the growth you've seen from your team here over the last month or so, and just trying to build off that first win of the year?
We're doing a lot better job of communicating and rotating a little better. I'm honest with them. You know, offense is usually the hardest thing to improve on quickly. Especially with a whole new group trying to work together, and at the varsity level, it's not going to gel right away because, you know, the freshmen, they're still freshmen. They're going to make mistakes, you know, and they're freshman mistakes too. So it takes them a few times to learn some things. And thankfully, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors that we do have that are playing and working hard, they're patient with them and they try to coach them along as well.
Yeah, and I know you've talked about it and we've talked about here, you know, throughout the course of the year, the impact that those few seniors are having on some of these underclassmen that are getting some big minutes here, you know, for the first time at the varsity level. You guys are going to close out the week. You return home Friday. You'll take on Troy. It's easy to see and easy to say that Troy probably has the best player in the league in Harper Wettstein. Outside of that, they're mixing a lot of new girls in there, and, you know, Harper's going to get hers, and it's kind of the keen focus there. But tough matchup with Troy. What's kind of the expectations? What do you want to see from your team Friday night at home against Troy?
Yeah, they're definitely a really good team, and Harper's a really good player. I kind of like our players getting a chance to play against her, you know, because, again, these young girls have never played against a girl like her that's going to go play at a high level. So looking forward to that opportunity. But, again, we're just, as far as our team goes, preparation, today at practice we're going to work on a lot of the mistakes we've been having the last couple games and trying to correct those. So, yes, we'll talk about Troy and talk about what we need to do, but a lot of these girls, we just need to make sure we're working on some fundamentals.
There it is, Andrew Eckert, Atchison County girls basketball coach, joining us again, getting that first one of the year to kick off 2026 against McLeod. They'll try to build off that. They'll take on Troy Friday night at home to close out this week of action in Northeast Kansas League play. Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday against Troy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.